Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It is, you know, your job. It is, the Bears are your employer. This is your job. And it's so unfair that people have this unreasonable expectation for you and your performance at your job that they don't hold to anybody else. Like if the UPS driver drops off the wrong package, you know, people aren't tweeting in be like, that UPS driver better not be on his podcast this week.
Yeah.
And he better not be doing this. A barista at a Starbucks gets the wrong order. Like, they better not be watching Friends this week. They should be focusing on making coffee and nothing else. No one
right.
thinks.
No, like yeah, it's that's funny, man.
Good blocking on the perimeter. And that opens it up for Tyler Scott.
The Chicago Bears are back on primetime, a place that we have flourished this season, dominating Thursday night football. Now it is a Monday night tilt at Minnesota. And here to break that all down is the man of the hour, Tyler Scott of the Tyler Scott Show. And how are we doing this week? How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing all right.
You know, listen, I hope that you know that we've always got you, but I want to make sure. Are you doing good? Like, how is your week been?
No, I'm doing all right. It's been a pretty normal week for the most part for me. As far as how I care myself, how I do my things day to day. The things had Thanksgiving, which was great. You know, a little bit of more of a negative side as far as being in the media, I guess you could say. But overall, I'm doing good though.
You know, I don't want to belabor the point of what happened against the Lions as we're starting to look forward, but if we could just take a little bit of a step back, can you kind of describe what happened on that play that everybody has been talking about?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously a big time and point in the game. You know, at the time we were up two touchdowns at the time, and huge third down, you know, got to have it type situation that we like to say, and got the play call. And, you know, got to the line and, you know, looking at the coverage, you know, I thought it was a pretty good opportunity for me to get the ball. You know, he played straight man coverage across the board and, you know, had a, you know, good rip at it in practice. And so off my release, I kind of already knew. I'm like, this has a great opportunity to come my way. Ran a, you know, pretty good route. And, you know, at that point, I was kind of expecting it and turned my head to look up and I see the ball coming. And so just judging the ball, reading it, just kind of misjudged it, I guess, you know, at the time, and kind of thought the ball was coming just a little bit short. Maybe I thought I was kind of running the ball. You know, but obviously that wasn't the case. Justin threw a phenomenal pass. And so, you know, just didn't execute at the time that, you know, it was called for. So, you know, it's crazy too, because it's something that, you know, those type of passes, you know, I pride myself on as far as just, you know, coming out of college, that's being something that, you know, I can do really well. And, you know, when you're especially trying to make a name for yourself, in the, you know, in the league and, you know, just in a young point in my career, trying to make a name for yourself, you want to cherish those and take advantage of those opportunities. And, you know, when they don't work out, you know, how it was planned or practiced, you know, it sucks, but, you know, just, you can't just allow those things to, you know, keep wearing on you and wear you down, and, you know, understand that, you know, the ball is going to keep coming your way and you have another opportunity the next week to, you know, make it better.
You know, one of the things that stood out to me was a couple days after the game, Justin Fields was asked about it. And Sammy, do we have that, the video of Justin Fields talking about that play?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah, I'm not losing faith in him. I don't one game, two games, however many games, I'm gonna keep going back to him. You know, he's gonna be a great receiver. You know, he has a lot of room to grow, and you know, he's talented even now. He's made a lot of plays for us this year, offense, special teams, and you know, he's a speedster, so not many DBs can keep up with him. But I mean, yeah. So well, that one game, whatever it was, you know, I mean, he had a tough game, but, I mean, we've all had tough games. You know, as a football player, you have tough games. I've had a lot of tough games. So, you know, it does nothing but, you know, make me better, make him better at the end of the day. And, you know, he's a hard worker. He's not going to let one, two, three games define who he is as a player. So, you know, I have full faith in Tyler. Everybody else does too. So, yeah.
Tyler, what does it mean to have that kind of support? It's one of the things that's really impressed me about Justin Fields during his time as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears is that he's a great leader. And I think what he said, it meant a lot to me. And I got to ask you, what did it mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, you know, especially like I said, just being a younger guy and, you know, rookie being in my young career, you know, to hear something like that from him where, you know, at the end of the day, like that's all, honestly the one person, you know, that you want to trust you is the quarterback. You know, at the end of the day, he's the one back there running his show. And, you know, for him to at least publicly, you know, even show his, you know, support and just kind of how he has my back publicly, that's, you know, that means a lot, you know, for me, you know, and just my confidence and just, you know, how I continue to go about my work and about my business. And, you know, to know that he has my back like that and that he doesn't lose confidence in me. And, you know, that's huge for me.
Yeah, that's one of the things too. And I think a lot of people, you know, you obviously are read the internet or, you know, listen to people on the radios, on, you know, the callers and all that stuff. There's so many overreactions. And I think back, you know, as somebody who's covered the NFL for quite some time, like I remember Jerry Rice in his second NFL season in a playoff game against the New York Giants, the 1986 divisional play. Like he was running down the field and just straight up, like had the ball and just straight up dropped it. Nobody around him. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen Peyton Manning have like 30 interceptions during his rookie season. So I think that, yeah, you know, we can't let one play really define us. Now, what was it like? Now, do the other receivers, like DJ Moore being a leader out there and things like that, what did he say anything to you? Did he offer you any advice?
Yeah, no, he definitely did on even that and even the fumble. I had earlier in the game, he just came over. He was like, listen, you're going to have a lot of people coming over you saying things of that nature. He said, block all it out. He said, just block it all out. He said, you're good. He said, just continue focusing on the next play. He said, it's going to come back to you. Just block all that noise out. He said, man, just keep your head up, basically. You know, but just – and that was kind of the first time he's even really, like, at least at that level and to that extent, really kind of stepped outside of just kind of the like himself to come and really – in a moment like that to really say something like that. And so, you know, that was huge for me, for him to come up and to just give that kind of word of encouragement.
Yeah, it is. It is really nice. Cause I know he's obviously he's got a great sense of humor. He's been around there for the pranks and stuff. He was teasing you when you jumped up to catch the ball from Tyson Bagent and all that stuff. But it's good to take that he's just letting you know that it's going to be all right. And that's the one thing too. Like I'm not sweating it at all. And it's one of those things like rookies, you know what? They have their moments and everybody, you know, these are, and like what Justin said, you know, sometimes these are the things that make you better. And as long as you're learning from it and moving forward, then everything is going to be right. What has practice been like this week as we get ready for the Minnesota Vikings?
No, it's been good. I even had, kind of piggybacking off the point you just said, Even, you know, Coach Getsy, our OC, he came to me after the game, and I was sitting in my locker. He came behind me, just gave me a big hug from the back, and was just like, "Listen, man," he said, "listen, I love you, dude." He was like, you know, in times, you know, it's good for us to have these type of games. He said, because it kind of, it humbles us. It brings us back to, you know, just kind of, it gives you that extra fire, that extra burn, you know, especially in these times. And, you know, he just gave me just really good words of encouragement after the game, just, you know, just talking about the process, you know, just it being a process, you know, growing into a football player and growing into a great football player, you know. So, you know, that was huge. And then even now, continuing throughout the week, you know, I mean, it's been good. It's been really good just preparing for Minnesota. You know, this is our second go around. We thought we definitely, you know, should have had them. You know, they're the first go around. So this is a great opportunity on a primetime Monday night game to get them back. So spirits are high. You know, guys are, you know, eager and hungry to get back out there. So, you know, I'm excited.
You know, I got to ask you a question. I know that you're a LeBron guy.
Yes.
But if you will let me do this, and I'm sorry to bring it, and if this angers you or anything like that, I apologize, but I remember during Kobe's rookie season in the playoffs at Utah, with the game on the line, Kobe shot a bunch of air balls to which the Utah fans, who are like the worst, were just so derisive towards him. And I remember thinking to myself, like, you know what? These guys are going to rue the day that they're being mean to Kobe. And I feel the same way with anybody who's got a negative word for you. I know it's a Kobe. I know it's not LeBron, but it's Kobe. It's
still pretty good. No, I love it. I love it.
But I mean, like, people, like, but this is what we go through. Like, this is what happened. Like, I know it's not the same, but like, I look back at when I was first coming up and doing TV and broadcasting, like, I was atrocious. And like, I'm like, why did somebody let me go back out there? And I think that's the most important thing. And so it feels like the Bears are like, and especially with Coach Getsy, like, there's going to be no hesitation to get you the ball once again.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, like I said, that's huge, you know, and, you know, I think at first, you know, starts with yourself. You know, like, one thing I've learned just through my journey of, you know, coming here, even just through my journey of becoming a, you know, just getting to this level, is that you have to learn to give yourself grace and, understand that not everything is going to work out, you know, the way you want it to work out. You're going to have, you know, stints and you know, players in baseball, they go through what they call
slumps. Yeah,
slumps and things of that nature. Like, those, you know, those things happen, you know, and, you know, you're gonna go through times where you just can't seem to, you know, hold onto the ball, or you just can't execute your assignment, or you're, you know, you just, you know, messing up players or whatever it is, you know. It's just, you know, I feel like those are, you know, things that everyone kind of goes through, but you have to, like I said, one thing I've learned is you have to give yourself grace, even when it seems like nobody else will, because if you don't, you know, you'll just kind of drown in your kind of, you know, just sorrows and just kind of your emotions, you know, getting in your head and things of that nature. And so that's been like one of the biggest things that I've learned, you know, so far, was just having that mindset of like, okay, it's, you know, things aren't going to always, you know, go these, it is part of the process. You know, the greatest players in the world went through these type of things. You look at Devonta Adams when he first got into the league.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had a tough time, you know, kind of really holding on to the ball, but look at him now. He's making 20, you know, $8 million a year, and he's, you know, top three receiver in the league. You know, nobody's even thinking about that, you know. So, but that's just kind of his process that he went through. He went through that sin, and I'll look at him, you know. So, you know, I just look at those type of things and look at those stories and, you know, those, you know, upbringings and, you know, comings. And, you know, I get encouraged as well, because it's like that's part of the process, and that's just part of, you know, just being in the NFL. Like, you're going to go through these different things. And, you know, being able to kind of realize that, I think, kind of helps when you, you know, continue to move forward in your work, you know, and understand that you have another opportunity, you know, the next week to make it up.
You know, and I hate to give this person credit, but a big reason why Devonta Adams was able to overcome a lot of those issues is because Aaron Rodgers trusted him, and Aaron Rodgers knew exactly what he had with him, and he went back to him, which is why when I hear Justin Fields talking about it and addressing it and addressing it in such a kind way and a lot of what's the word? Empathy. You know, like, there's a lot of empathy there, because everybody goes through this. Every player, it's very difficult for a player to walk out and just be immediately great, like, right over, right from the get-go. So the fact that the players and the coaches seem to have your back, that means a lot. I do want to ask you one thing, you know, speaking, like, on a human level, this isn't quite related, but a little bit. Like, earlier this week, Justin Jefferson came out. And I know that we were supposed to have a jersey swap with Justin Jefferson. It's not going to work out, and that's fine. Yeah. He's not going to play this week. He came out and tweeted, you know, like, hey, you know what? My health is more important than your fantasy team. And he's absolutely correct. How do you feel about that? Especially now, you know, going through what you had to go through over the last week. How do you feel about what Justin and like when he had just that whole situation?
Yeah, no, definitely. I was having a conversation with somebody earlier today. We're kind of talking about kind of that sentiment of kind of like, you know, fans and just people just looking at football players and just even just guys that are in professional sports as kind of just like, all right, you're just, you know, an investment I'm into, or you're just a fantasy football, or you're just a football player. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you're my form of entertainment. You're my form of a way that I can make a few extra dollars on the side. Like, you know, and so it's like, they take kind of just the humanization of us just kind of out of it. And it's just like, you don't, you know, you're paid to do this. And so you need to be doing this and you need to be perfect in everything that you do. So I can, you know, make my money, or so I can be entertained, or so my team can win and things of that nature. When, you know, understand that we are human and we're not perfect human beings, you know? And so, you know, you see those things, and sometimes you do feel that way, you know, when you're looked at upon, but, yeah, I think that's definitely something, you know, especially with him, like, and I've seen that, I think Kevin Durant, he tweeted something out, kind of earlier this past week as well, just kind of about, the whole fantasy deal of like, you know, people, you know, not making money. He said something like, well, you guys, you know, get upset when, you know, I don't hit your parlay or whatever, but you don't send me, you know, any money.
You're not getting the money. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't send me any money or slip me a few extra dollars in my cash up when you do hit, you know? So, you know, he talked about those type of things, but yeah, no, I definitely can, you know, see where Justin is coming from there.
Yeah. It's such a great point too. And one of the things I always like to point out is that it is, you know, your job. It is, the Bears are your employer. This is your job. And it's so unfair that people have this unreasonable expectation for you and your performance at your job that they don't hold to anybody else. Like if the the UPS driver drops off the wrong package, you know, people aren't tweeting in, be like, that UPS driver better not be on his podcast this year. And he better not be doing this. A barista at a Starbucks gets the wrong order. Like, they better not be watching Friends this week. They should be focusing on making coffee and nothing else. No other things.
That's funny, bro. No, I mean, that's true. It's like, I'm like, I'll say, you never had a bad day at work. It's like, you did every assignment your boss asked you to do. You did it to a T for the, you know, for however long you've done it. You get paid to do it. You know, the only difference is that I got millions of people watching me, you know, live and critiquing me. Who a lot of them, you know, don't even play and have played what I, and even at this level, have done what I've done. So, and vice versa, you know, it's just like, what if I went to your job and just sat there and watched you? It was like, what are you doing? You need to be doing this. And I've never worked in your field or job field or whatever. But I mean, it's just interesting how we have kind of that double standard, so to speak.
It's like comics go through this too. And I remember like people like, because people will yell out during a performance. You're like, dude, this is my, like, I'm getting paid for this. Like, please don't yell out when I'm trying to do this or anything like that. I also, you know, what's funny too is I ran into a couple of my comic buddies over the weekend. We were at the AEW show and we were talking about like bombing. Like when you, like sometimes it's better, like you need to bomb. Like we used to go out and do this contest. And I remember like every time, because like this contest was always on a Thursday night. We were out there trying to make some money, you know. It was like the one place where we could go make money when we were young and starting out. And I'm like, I would only do well if I went to this place called Bernie's, which was this bar in Fullerton, California. I'm like, I had to bomb there to kind of get that out of my system. Where it's like, I gotta go bomb at Bernie's, and then I can go out and do that.
You know what?
You had a rough game against Detroit. Although I will say, you did a nice job on Aiden Hutchinson. I think that you knocked him off. He didn't get to the quarterback. I feel like get him away. Like that. Like as I coach, I'm like, listen, like force them off their position. That's a block as far as I'm concerned. But
there was a quote that our receivers coach, each week, Coach Tyke, he'll give us like a quote from like a coach, and I think it was Nick Saban he gave us this week previous weeks, but it says something like, when things aren't going your way, make it go good for someone else. And so, I took that quote, you know, when I heard it, and I took it to heart, and I'm like, when things aren't going your way, you know, make it go, you know, well for someone else. So whether that's taking out Aiden Hutchinson or, you know, making a block to, seal the game or, You know, just being, you know, whatever, just being there. If I'm not, you know, holding on to the ball or, you know, things aren't going my way, you know, I try to have that mindset of like, okay, how can I make things go, you know, someone else's way and make it go well for somebody else?
Yeah. And I always say to, again, I know I always hate bringing in my youth coaching experience into this, but I always tell my kids, you know, like whenever something happens, give up a goal, you do whatever. I always just tell them chin up, like we're going to overcome this. We have other opportunities to go out and rectify this. For the Bears, we have the Vikings on Monday Night Football, a team, as you said earlier, that we could have had that game a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. How do you feel going into this one? I know the Vikings have been playing very well as of late, but how do we feel going into this matchup?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
No, very confident. I mean, very confident. You know, we got QB1 back there, you know, this week. I think he went out early. That's a game he went out early.
He got injured, yeah.
He got injured that game. So, you know, we'll have him, you know, this week. And so we'll, you know, it's always good to have him back there. And so, you know, obviously having a game under our belt, you know, we have, you know, kind of, you know, better understanding, you know, of what they're kind of doing this year. You know, have a great defensive coordinator over there. Just kind of, you know, they bring a lot of problems, you know, just far as just, you know, their scheme, their setup. You know, they really mess with your eyes. You know, they give this kind of zero kind of, you know, cover zero all out blitz look. And then sometimes they'll bring everybody. Then sometimes they'll drop eight. You know, sometimes they'll just send, you know, guys all over the place. And so, you know, their defense definitely brings a lot of challenges. But I think we definitely, you know, see some things from, you know, the previous game before that we can definitely, you know, learn for coming into this next game that we think we can be pretty confident as far as just executing wise. So definitely real confident about this one, you know, and, you know, we seem to play pretty good on, you know, this year as far as on primetime games. So, like I said, we're excited and I think we're hungry, and especially me. I'm hungry to get back out there and, you know, get that last game out of my system to kind of, you know, see if I can, you know, strengthen the narrative.
How great was it to have number one back there? It's funny because in his last three full games, not including the one with Minnesota when he went out, mm-hmm. 9 touchdown passes, generating a ton of offense. And yet people pretend like he's not doing anything. I'm like, I have been so impressed with him over even the Vikings game. Like I'm not even willing to say that we wouldn't have won that game, that he would have been given an opportunity to go out and seal the deal. How do you feel about having number one back?
Yeah, I mean, when you also like those type of things, like, you know, people, you know, talk down on him and, you know, things of that nature. Like, you know, he has done a great job, you know, over these last couple games that he's played. And, you know, it's the ultimate team sport. You know, that's what football is. It's the ultimate team sport where so many things, you know, have to go right from up top to the coaches down to the players, you know, executing and, you know, it's getting the right calls in. And then on the field, you know, the line has to have the right protection or run scheme, gap integrity. You know, the QB's got to be on point. The receivers there, like all the, like everything, like there's so many things that has to go right. You know, when we're looking at the game of football, you know, defensively, you got to play complementary football on offense and then, you know, to the defense and then on special teams, like there's so many different phases and so many different pieces and parts that, you know, has to go right for teams to be, you know, successful, which is why you see it's so hard, you know, for, you know, a team to go back-to-back Super Bowl. Like, we haven't had back-to-back Super Bowl champions since, like, the Cowboys.
The Patriots.
You know, back – or the Patriots, yeah. So, like, you know, it's been a while since, you know, you've seen those things. So, it's, like, it's hard in the NFL to, you know, to be a consistent, you know, winner year in and year out, as you can see over the history of the game. But, you know, to kind of throw it all on him, obviously he gets – you know, he's obviously in the forefront. But, you know, there's just so many different things that has to go right when it seems like, you know, he could do everything right. You know, but to answer your second part, which was What was, I forget what the second part of the question was.
I don't know how great it was. All that, you know, I.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, yeah, no, definitely. It was good to have him back, you know, for sure. You know, just the threat that he brings, you know, with his legs. You know, he had, you know, his little swagger out there when he's running. You know, he had a huge run downfield. He got up. He was doing his little, you know, shimmy dance or whatever.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was just kind of feeling himself. He made some great throws in the game. You know, obviously the beautiful ball he threw to me. You know, that's another situation where it's like he can only do so much. At the end of the day, he threw a great ball, and you know, I have to execute that. That's not on Justin, you know. So, you know, that's just kind of an example there. But I mean, just to have him back, you know, was definitely you know, great for the team, and you know, we're gonna keep riding him out.
You know, well, I appreciate you coming on the show today and addressing all these things. And for anybody who asked, you know, the Bears obviously playing on Monday night with Thanksgiving being what it is, we had to switch our normal time, which is why we're doing it. I appreciate the fact that you're able to sit here. And I know it was tough. You had to go and talk to the media and do all that stuff. And, you know, we are in Los Angeles and we saw some of your teammates having to make that same, like, it seems like it comes for everybody. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you're like, you're the one is like, oh, crap, I'm going to go talk to these guys. And listen, eventually it's going to be, it's everybody in the league. Everybody in the league at some point is going to be the one. And we know. And you sit there and you're in the locker room, you go there enough, you're like, yeah, they're going to come get me.
As soon as I got in the locker room, I already knew. I got into like, media's coming in 2 minutes. I'm like, well, let me get myself ready.
So, like, let me make sure I'm dressed when I'm on every news report in the
they all came for me. They all came for me. I mean, they did show some grace, though. They weren't as
they do.
As I thought they would be, you know, but no, definitely they came for me. And, you know, I had a lot of people around my locker for sure.
No, we appreciate that. And by the way, we do know a lot of those guys in the Chicago media, men and women in the Chicago media. They're a great group of people, and I know they handled you. They handled it fairly, and everybody's got a job to do, and we understand that. So I do want to thank you again for coming on. I feel, I say this every week, I legitimately feel good about this matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. I think that the defense is coming along. I think the offense is really starting to find its stride, especially with Justin Beck. By the way, if you see Braxton Jones, tell him I said what's up. I appreciate his effort.
I will.
I love that listen, we need that offense. I love him and Tev and those guys who are willing to get a little angry. And our guy Darnell Wright was out there handling. See, that's another thing, too. It's like Darnell Wright handles Aiden Hutchinson for 59 minutes. And then there's one play, and then it was like, oh, look at this. I'm like, dude, watch the games. He was just that guy, like he was destroying like one of the best players in the NFL, and he was out there crushing him for the entirety of the game. And then one play,
of course,
was that, man. But it's tough.
That's how it goes.
It's just one of those things. Until listen, once the winning starts happening, it'll make all this stuff worth it. But in any event, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining us here. Good luck this weekend. You're not going to need it on Monday night because I know you're going to come through. Have a great Thanksgiving, the rest of the weekend, and we'll see you on the other side.
Definitely. I appreciate you, Adam.
All right. I appreciate you, Tyler. For Tyler, I'm Adam. That's the show for today. Bear down, and Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube,
Instagram,
Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.